No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on The Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192 and give telemedicine a try today.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
You know, my mother used to say, long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to Saturday's edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. Glad to have you all joining us today. As I told you yesterday, we were going to be talking about the Falcon Feeder, and it is a truck that is specially made for meals to be sent to young people, to get them to young people during this COVID-19 period. I was able to go to Florence, Alabama, and be at Hibbett School and meet Miss Tara Talmadge, and she's with me right now to talk about this Falcon Feeder. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Miss Talmadge.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. Carter Watkins, he's outside. We appreciate him helping to facilitate this conversation. And of course, the most important thing is the kids. We had to deal with COVID-19 when it hit back in the spring, in the big part of it in the spring when meals were becoming more difficult to get to young people. And you as a nutrition specialist had to be able to arrange those meals and figure out how to get these young people the food they needed.
Right, correct. I think our entire district recognized as soon as the school shutdown happened that meals were not an option for us. We had to figure out a way to do it. And within 48 hours of school closure, we had a program set up and running. So we were pretty happy that we were able to get something going that quickly. But it took not long after that to realize that transportation to schools is what was hindering us from being able to reach everyone we wanted to reach, even though our program was pretty successful.
So not long after that might be 60,000 meals, say, 2 months of doing this and trying to get the food to the young people and noticing the elements of it that may not be exactly right. We have to always try to figure out and look at it again and say, what can we do better and what can we do to improve? And you found No Kid Hungry.
Yes.
As an organization that maybe could help you out.
Yes, yes. So I had heard of No Kid Hungry before. Anybody that's a foodie out there, watches a lot of food shows or cooking shows, sees their advertisements a lot. They push heavy on those TV stations. And I was familiar with what they did. I was familiar with their organization. And they really stepped up in the pandemic and identified the need of children need the meals. Schools have the way of knowing who needs them and getting them to them. What can we do to help? And when they opened up grant opportunities to school districts, it was just an amazing opportunity that we were not willing to miss.
And an amazing opportunity to the tune of $100,000 in a grant.
Yes.
And thanks to Superintendent Jimmy Shaw.
Yes.
With Florence City Schools and the Board of Education being able to back this up.
Yes.
And to do the proposal, I guess they had to get a grant filled out. Mm-hmm. Do the grant work.
Yes.
And then how did you find out you were approved by No Kid Hungry to do this?
Yeah. So we submitted the grant early September, and almost immediately we were contacted and asked if we could have phone interviews with them. They wanted additional information. And really it was more trying to find out about our district, what we do as a whole. And when we left that phone call, we all felt pretty confident that they wanted to support us in some way. We just didn't know at what degree. About a week after that, I received an email congratulating us on receiving the grant. And once I figured out how to get into the attachments and realized it was $100,000, it was amazing and shock, and immediately got on the phone and called Dr. Shaw and my boss, Connie Wallace, and anybody else who would pick up the phone to let them know what had happened.
Speaking of the degree of help that they gave, we're here in the Falcon Feeder, and there are coolers and there are warmers and lots of degrees in here to keep that food at the right temperature. I ran a restaurant for 5 years, Tortillas Blanco, and we had to keep our food at the right temperature, and that's a major issue. If you're going to be delivering food across, you want nutritious food, but you also want it to be at the right temperature and safe. So that's very important.
Yeah. You know, when we really started talking about what we wanted to do with this truck, we realized pretty quickly, we don't need to cook on it. That's not a necessity. That's not what these kids need. They need the food brought to them. And it saved us a lot of space by saying, hey, you know what? Let's just deliver. And so instead of putting cooking equipment, we stocked it full of refrigerators and freezers and warming units where we would actually be able to take prepared items and ready-to-eat foods and maybe even special treats of ice cream and some things like that to the kids versus just being able to cook a burger in front of them.
Yes. I'm sure you were all overwhelmed, everybody that made up that team to deliver the food and get it to the families. But what was the initial response when they saw that the school system was coming to bat for them?
Overwhelmingly positive. I honestly cannot think of anything that was negative about the experience other than us realizing that we were missing some opportunities. But we knew that there were many people that were getting access to things that otherwise they could not have, especially back in March and early April, when not only were schools closed, but restaurants had been shut down.
Yes.
So that avenue of food was cut. People were hoarding food items. And so, you know, you couldn't necessarily find everything you were looking for in grocery stores. And we really became a reliable source every single day for these families.
A lot of people, their mindset kicked in to help those who were in need. And there was a big push to help those who were older and those who were younger and those who didn't have the same capabilities of getting access to the food. And we talked about nutrition. And these young people, if you're not careful, they're not going to have the most nutritious diet because the cheap food is not necessarily good food.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So we wanted to find a happy medium, especially since we knew some of those things that they really liked to eat weren't really available to them anymore. So there was a time period during the school closure where we would send home bags of frozen potato wedges or frozen French fries to the family because You couldn't go to McDonald's. You couldn't go to Burger King and get something along those lines. And so that was kind of a bonus little treat that we kind of snuck in there. We would send Rice Krispie treats in bags, different things like that. We wanted to make sure they got their fruits, their vegetables, their milk and such. But something a little extra in the bag was always included.
That's putting a personal touch on it. And of course, we're dealing with USDA when we're dealing with the school system and food that comes in and yes. what you're able to serve. Since that two-month period, the 60,000 meals, how many meals do you imagine have been served since that time?
I'm not even sure I can wrap my head around a number at this moment. We did not run a full-blown summer operations program. Everything was still kind of in limbo on what was going to happen and right. whatnot there. But what we have noticed is that since school has been up and running, we have a large amount of children that have stayed out virtual enrollment, and they are accessing our virtual pickup meals almost daily at Florence Middle School, where we're making those accessible to families currently. But we've also noticed an increase in participation by the children that are enrolled in normal school. And I think that goes to show a little bit of maybe the impact COVID has had on some of the families, but also maybe some of the realization during the closure when they came to us and thought, hey, this food is actually pretty good. Maybe I'll just eat in the cafeteria going forward. I think it kind of opened some eyes to that. We're not standard cafeteria food. We make it appealing.
That's great. And when we think about moving forward here in 2021, we're really not sure what's going to happen over the next few weeks, coming months. Mm-hmm. And this tool right here, the vehicle that we're in, the Falcon Feeder, is an asset now to this school system and to this area for the young people, no matter what happens
right.
moving forward. You have a way that you didn't have back when things hit really hard in the spring.
Right.
What an amazing opportunity this is, and I hope people realize the magnitude of this. $100,000 yes. from this amazing organization to Florence City Schools, and so many people to thank,
yes.
I'm sure, to help make this happen, yes. to make it possible.
Yes, I mean, you know, there are obviously the child nutrition program and No Kid Hungry are kind of the ones that people would associate with this, and that is true, but I bugged a lot of people during this process. There's probably some folks that are glad it is over, so that way I will leave them alone. But our maintenance department was very, very helpful in making sure that we were getting equipment that was solid equipment, that was good equipment, that was efficient equipment, things that they were comfortable working on. The communications department really helped me, Carter Watkins, in getting the truck designed to what would be appealing for the long term and not something that we would look back and regret and think we wish we didn't make it look like that. Administrators in the business office really helped me figure out how we were going to make this function as a flow. And just about every other employee in the central office helped in some sense, even if it was a, hey, does this make sense? Or, hey, can you look at this and just tell me what fresh eyes see. So it was a collaborative effort to make this happen.
And it's really good because sometimes grants limit you on what you can do.
Right.
You actually have some flexibility to use this for Florence events and other things that I read about. Tell right. us about that as well.
Right. So, you know, first and foremost, this was attained because we want to feed kids. And that will be the priority. That will always be what our number one goal is. But, you know, Florence City Schools is lucky to have a culinary department and a culinary program. There is opportunities there to really get some of those students out in the public so they can showcase some of their work, which I think is fantastic. Programs like that sometimes get overlooked, and it's great to be able to do that. But, you know, we are lucky in our area to have a lot of local events when we're normal operations. We have First Friday events, local little festivals and things where we would be able to kind of put our name out there and kind of push the child nutrition message, but we can also just be a community service. Just because it's a kitchen doesn't mean it has to be used as a kitchen.
Exactly. Well, and I'm hoping that people will take full advantage of this, that the young people who need the food right now, who need those meals as we move forward, will get exactly what they need. And we do appreciate No Kid Hungry, the organization. And also, we mention again the superintendent, Jimmy Shaw, as well as the Board of Education here in Florence City Schools. And Ms. Talmadge, thank you for stepping up to the plate.
Thank you.
There's a lot of people we named, and you stepped up to the plate to find No Kid Hungry and find the possibility of this happening. And that's what I try to tell people through the Mark White Show, is just take a step.
Right.
You don't know what can happen. And here we are in this truck, and you couldn't have imagined a few months ago that you would be in this, anything like this no. with this opportunity. It has Absolutely. To be a really great feeling for
it,
you.
It is. It is still a little bit surreal. It is still a little bit shocking that this actually happened. You know, I've worked on this project for over 5 months at this point, and to actually see it come to light and ready to go and it's operational is overwhelming a little bit, but it's so inspiring as well because we've already seen in the 24 hours that this knowledge has been public how excited our community is and what opportunities we're going to have. I could not be more grateful that I work at a district that was willing to take an opportunity and say, we 100% back you, let's make this happen. So I'm excited.
This is great. And as I said, we're at Hibbett School right now. You and Carter Watkins have been taking the tour with this truck
right.
and showing other schools what's going on here. What has been the response from them so far?
Oh, I think everybody is excited. You know, there was only a handful of people that really kind of knew this was coming. We intentionally tried to keep it a secret. We wanted to be kind of a big surprise for our community. You know, just driving down the road, we're getting stares. You know, we're parking in parking lots and the kids that are walking from class to class are staring us down like, what is that? You know, so there's a lot of interest. There's a lot of excitement. And I think that will only grow.
Concession Nation, I guess we should say hats off to them on the design.
Oh, absolutely.
Had a lady walk out the door before we started the interview. Oh, wow. Right in front of her face, the right. Falcon Feeder.
Right. Yeah, we were lucky to find them. They were they have worked with many school districts, mainly colleges, but some other smaller schools as well, and they were a one-stop shop for us, which was nice, so we didn't have to do a lot of the navigating. They were able to attain the vehicle and do all of the work and the wrap and everything, so it was a smooth process as soon as we got started.
Florence City Schools Child Nutrition Program, Ms. Tara Talmadge, thank you so much for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share this exciting news about the Falcon Feeder, and I want people to also think about their own community if they're not in the Florence area in North Alabama. Think about your community and what you can do to move forward for Meals for Young People. And think about what Ms. Talmadge has done to take that first step. And think about people in your area, how you can help them moving forward. Because we're still having to deal with COVID-19, this pandemic, and we're still having to put in the precautions. And these are creating really hard times for some people that don't have access to meals and don't have access to the things that many of us do. And we need to be able to share if we can and help make those things possible for others as well. So thank you, Ms. Talmadge, for
thank
that.
Thank you so much for having me.
Folks, Hibbett School, Florence City Schools, Ms. Tara Talmadge, glad to have her here on the Mark White Show and talk about the Falcon Feeder. When we come back, we're going to do another segment, and it's going to be about Zach Green and a special scholarship for my buddy Bama Zach Green that has been created. He passed away of COVID on January the 5th. He fought for 2 months with COVID-19, and as you know, Zach was just a great guy. And a scholarship has now been formed in his honor. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Any price to pay, unless I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Say hey, good looking, what you got cooking?
Hey, good looking, don't worry about cooking. Head over to Tuscumbia, Alabama, grab a bite to eat, and visit the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, where they're honoring Alabama's music achievers. To plan your visit, go to alamhof.com or give them a call at 256-381-4417.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. As I said in the last segment, we were going to be talking to Garth Garris about the scholarship for our buddy Bama Zach Green. As you know, Bama Zach passed away on January the 5th. Zach was just really a great friend to me and so many other people. He was their buddy. We're excited about this scholarship opportunity for young people because I know that Zach Green would be thrilled about that. Don't you agree, Garris?
Mark, thank you for having me on. And yes, I think Zach would be humbled that there's going to be a scholarship established in his name for, you know, two students every year from Limestone County that can, you know, go and further their education if they're having a little trouble with financially. Because, you know, we know these days college is quite expensive, and so there are some that need financial aid, and we want to be able to help those students. We're just excited about it. Obviously, we're sad to have lost a great person. Zach was just an amazing, humble, loving, so kind a person. You know, with Zach passing away, I think part of us died with him. He just was like a family member. And we want to do something in his honor, in his name. He loves kids. He loves people. He loves sports. And, you know, his contribution to that was to get on and talk about it, to do Cooper and Company. He did play-by-play when he could. And so we're excited about the scholarship. It'll go to two outstanding young people in Limestone County every year who are deserving of it that will meet the criteria that we established for the scholarship.
He spent a lot of his time on the field with young people at their various sports, spent time with them, got to know them, built a relationship with them. People gravitated to Zach. They loved to be around Zach. He was such an optimistic, positive person. The message that he shared was one of encouragement and inspiration. And so these young people, I noticed when Zach was sick, how many young people rallied around him during that time because they loved him so much.
They did. He had had an opportunity to go help his best friend, Clint Legg, when Clint was the head coach at Ardmore. And then when Clint left and went to East Limestone as assistant principal, he started helping Coach Jeff Pugh there. And so with him helping with those football teams, then, you know, you see him at baseball games. You see him at basketball games. He was everywhere. And, you know, Zach was not big in stature. He was not, you know. And go back, I've known Zach since we were kids. We went to the same church in Elkmont together, Lots Crossroads Church of Christ. And Zach went there his whole life. But a few years ago, We did come back and start attending back up there at Lost Crossroads when my son, I became principal at Elkmont High School. And so we went back to church up there. I wanted to be go to a church in the community. And so Brady, my son, got to see Zach and meet Zach really for the first time. And Zach had a big impact on his life and actually, you know, had a big impact on him becoming a Christian. So Zach's impacted a lot of people in church, a lot of people at school. He's just so small in stature, but a big heart and love people. And he did call everybody buddy. I'm so thankful, you know, of all things. I'm so thankful for my son that he got to meet Zach. Zach made an impact on his life. And so, yeah, it's personal to me. And, the hundreds of kids at Ardmore and East Limestone. And, you know, he's at all the ball games around the community. When he's doing radio, they all know who he is. You know, they see him walk in, and you know who Mama Zach is. He's made a big impact, and this is the way we can keep his impact going, his legacy, is to establish his scholarship. As long as I'm alive, we'll have a Mama Zach scholarship. We will. I can assure you that.
I tell you, Garris, Coach Saban certainly remembered Mama Zach.
He did, and we actually on Friday night in the visitation that somebody had texted me that was already there and had told me about Coach Saban sending a sympathy card to the family. We had a makeup basketball game up here at Highland Rim. I'm in Tennessee now, and we had a game, and we didn't have school, so I had to be here, and I said, okay, I'm gonna leave at 7 and get there. So it was awful nice. It was just so thoughtful of him to send them a card when he's so busy. I mean, he's preparing for a national championship game, and he's responsible for hundreds of players. And for him to take a moment just to send a sympathy card to the Greens, so it meant so much to them. And I saw somebody shared a Facebook post that you shared. We can all learn a lesson from that. We all tend to seem to be busy and not take time out to, we can all learn from that and say, no, we're not that busy. We can reach out to somebody, and we all need to do that. We need to do that right now. Zach reached out to everybody all the time. I mean, he was checking on me all the time. You know, if he hadn't heard from me in a few days, he would text or call and say, hey buddy, you all right? You know, everything good? I said, yeah, Zach, it's all good. It's all good. So, it's an honor to do this. I obviously would love to have Zach with us. It was in God's will, you know, and I'm sure he's in a much better place. And if he had a chance to come back now, I don't think he would, not knowing where he's at.
This scholarship is an opportunity for people to make a difference in a young person's life. And Garris, I want to make sure that everybody knows how they can donate to help build this scholarship up so that a male and female from Limestone County can benefit from this.
We've got an account set up at First South in Bama Zach's scholarship in his name, and we've also established a GoFundMe page. The Bama Zach Memorial Scholarship, if you can probably do a search on that, that'll pull you up. But if we could get $5, $10, my wife actually, Allison Garris, if you'll go to her Facebook page, Bama Zach, a few years ago when the ice bucket challenge was out there, he got yes. it's a real funny video. It's funny. Zach's in a shower. Okay. He's doing it in a shower, and he challenged me and Coach Pugh. And I think Cade Baker, who's a principal in Limestone County, said, I'm going to donate so-and-so. You need to donate $10 to donate to a good cause. So he called us out. He turns on that cold shower, and it's so funny watching him do that and yell when that cold water comes out of his shower. But it's a good memory of Zach. But yes, you can go to that GoFundMe page, donate there. $5, $10, anything will help. We'd like to really get a large amount of money established this year, and then we're going to keep it going. We're not, you know, like I said, as long as I'm alive and capable of overseeing this, we're going to have a Bama Zach Memorial Scholarship.
Well, Garris, I'll tell you about that shower incident. I had a best friend of mine. His name's Aaron Andrews. His daughter, Laura, needed a wheelchair accessible van. And this was before the Mark White Show. And so I asked Aaron and Tammy if I could organize a fundraiser to help raise money for that van. And Zach was actually getting in the cold shower for that effort for Van for Laura. It is a funny video. It was great. I loved hearing him say Van for Laura and that he was doing that for that family. And that's just the heart that Zach had. And I appreciated him doing that because he realized that there was someone in need and he was going to step up to the plate and do something that he could do.
Yeah, yes, sir. And you know, for those that are listening to your show that don't know Zach, as we call him Bama Zach, but Zach, and you know, is a brother Zach. It probably on YouTube, there's probably some Cooper and Company clips that Zach's on there. It's just totally hilarious. And there's still videos of him on his Facebook page there. And I certainly need a fix every once in a while. And I find myself going over there and looking. Somebody showed me how to find the videos. And then that's how I saw the video of him on the in the shower, and I remember him doing it, but going back to it, still being on there, just brought back so many good memories. Just a wonderful person, and you know, he'd be humbled. We want to do this in his name, and we're so blessed to know Zach.
Absolutely.
God bless him. He blessed us. You know, those folks don't come around often. There are only a few of them out there, and he was a true angel on this earth while he was here. We want this scholarship to go help two students every year, help them with pursue their college, you know, degree. We know we'll have two outstanding young individuals, one boy, one girl, every year we'll present a scholarship to. And it's going to be open to all students in Limestone County. Mama Zach went to Athens, and he was a manager for Coach Jerry Todd back in the day. So, yes, we want it just to be to every student. It's open to them. We'll have two young people represent Zach, and we'll present that scholarship to them at the end of this year.
Sounds terrific, Garth. And I want to make sure that people have the full address. First State Bank of the South, that's 1319 Highway 72 East, Athens, Alabama, 35611. You can mail the donations. Also, Bama Zach Memorial Scholarship, care of Garth Garris, 13833 Pinnacle Drive, Athens, Alabama, 35613. Please make checks payable to Bama Zach Memorial Scholarship. And as Garth said, check out the GoFundMe. Just type in Bama Zach Memorial Scholarship and see if it'll come up that way. If you have any questions, you can always message me or email me at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com, and I will help direct you in the right way. We want to make sure that we continue our condolences to the family of Bama Zach Green. I know it's been very, very hard on his parents, and we want to make sure that we continue to be there to support them however we can, to help them in ways that we can. And it's unfortunate that we've lost Zach, but I'm so glad that this scholarship can move forward. And I know that there are going to be many people who help move this forward in a big way, and it's going to be highly successful. And there are going to be some young people who benefit from this greatly.
Yes, sir. And we've lost a lot of great people, not just Zach, with this virus. And our hearts and thoughts and prayers go out to all those who have lost loved ones who may be listening or have sick ones. So, you know, you're in our thoughts and prayers, and we hope for speedy recovery.
Thank you again, Garth, for joining me here on the show today.
Yes, sir, Mark. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Folks, when we come back, Marcia Hazelwood, she is going to share about her up-and-coming 95-year-old mother, Miss Margaret Head. It's a very special story, and we're going to send birthday cards to Miss Margaret Head, and I hope that you'll make plans to do that. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
We'll be right back. If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. Because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down.
I am glad that you've been able to join us here on this Saturday morning. I have a very special guest right now. Her name is Marcia Hazelwood, and she shared with me that her mother's birthday is coming up on January 19th. Miss Margaret Head will be 95 years old. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Marcia.
Thank you.
So glad to have you, and I really appreciate the fact that you reached out to me via email and shared so many wonderful things about your mom. What an amazing lady.
Yes.
The cookbooks, that's a big thing for her, is writing the cookbooks and then using the funds that come from the sale of those cookbooks to help organizations, to help benefit people who are in need. That's really an amazing effort that she has there as well.
That was really close to her heart.
Tell us where she got that love for cooking, Marcia.
Well, when she got married, she did not know how to cook. But my daddy did. And my daddy taught her. And it was just, you know, something they did together that was precious. He died and she just kept going with it.
Now, it's one thing to cook. It's another thing to create recipes for other people to be able to cook.
Right. Well, she does, she puts recipes together so she measures so that she knows how to tell people how to get consistent results.
And she privately published 5 cookbooks starting in 1974 and ending in 2020. Do you have every cookbook she's ever done?
Yes, sir. Some of them are in tatters because they've been so lovingly used.
I love that. We talked about the biography that she's also published about her mother. Speaking of grief, if I find things that I can do to stay focused in my world, it's making a difference in the lives of others. I'm able to handle the grief and go through this day and feel much better than if I had nothing to do.
You you have to distract yourself from yourself when the grief is intense so that you can focus on others and focus on love.
Speaking of focusing on others and love, your mother waited to retire until she was 80 years old, but she was an LPN who did private duty nursing, caring for friends and relatives, and did not charge them to do so. That's a testimony to your mother.
She can feel what other people feel. And so that empathy is so deep that it drives her to do what she can to relieve suffering. That's how I see her.
And I know that you wanted to make this 95th birthday very special for her and wanted to have people send her birthday cards. I think that that would brighten her day. And that sounded like an amazing gift to be able to give your mom, to have people show what she means to them.
She's been isolating with the COVID because of medical issues that she's got. So she really can't be out among people. But mom is living independently so far.
That is great.
She's fierce about that.
Well, let her be fierce.
Yes. Oh, yes. And she does that. She texts like you wouldn't believe. And, of course, she wrote all of her books on her computer. Nobody typed anything for her. The first one is a cookbook that she compiled for the family. Her maiden name was Deffenbaugh. And so in 91, she did that Family Favorites, is what it's called. And I probably have 15 copies of that left. But that's the only cookbook that we have any copies to share. She also wrote a book called Can Grief Be a Blessing? It was a request from a pastor friend of hers, elder. So she talks about how she saw people dealing with grief as they were going through end of life and very difficult situations where she was nursing them. And then she also wrote a biography of her mom called It Can Be Done, Tommy's Lynn. And Tommy's Lynn was born in the late 1800s. And mom copyrighted this book in 99. On the back it says, It Can Be Done is a story of love, courage, determination, and the ability to make do with very little. Set on the Kansas prairie in the early 1900s, It Can Be Done is the story of a truly extraordinary woman who overcomes all odds to raise 7 children in the midst of poverty and hardship. Grandma was widowed at 46, so, you know, and she was in poverty at that time, but she managed to do it. And mom wrote a tribute to her mom.
Is that book available as well?
Yes, it is. I probably only have about 30 copies of it and maybe 30 copies of Can Grief Be a Blessing? But as I told you, I will reprint Can Grief Be a Blessing as long as there is an interest in it.
What are the costs for the two books? I want to make sure that people know what they can do, and we're going to give an address here shortly to make sure that people can order if they would like to.
Okay, they are $10 a piece. We've paid for the printing, so the money will go to charity, most likely to Zimbabwe.
We want to make sure that people participate in this card drive for your mom as she celebrates her 95th birthday right around the corner, January the 19th. Big day for her.
Yeah.
We'll give out the address for Miss Margaret Head, H-E-A-D is the last name, 308 McCutcheon Lane, Tony, Alabama, 35773. That's 308 McCutcheon Lane, Tony, Alabama, 35773. Well, I'm sorry that we couldn't get Mark Head on the program today, but I'm glad that you were able to be on the show and to share this special occasion about your mother, Miss Margaret Head. And we do appreciate her service to the community as a nurse and then her contributions that she has made through the cookbook effort and her other writing efforts as well.
Well, thank you so much for helping me make her smile on her birthday.
That's the goal, isn't it? Make her smile.
You bet. She smiles anyway. She has a happy disposition.
That's terrific.
There is no more poor me stuff going on in her apartment.
I love that. Oh, Marcia, yes. Thank you for sharing your mother with me, and thank you for sharing her with our listeners as well.
Well, you are so welcome, and thank you for doing what you do.
Oh, well, thank you, Marcia. I want you to send a card to Miss Margaret Head. Her birthday is coming up January the 19th. She'll be 95 years old. Again, you can send that to Margaret Head, H-E-A-D, 308 McCutcheon Lane, Tony, Alabama. The zip code is 35773. When we come back, we're going to have a brand new episode of Kyla's Corner with Kyla Carter. I hope that you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
These are my kind of people.
Hey, this is Carl Ray, and you're listening to Kyla's Corner with Kyla Carter, where she's living life sunny side up. And just like my old friend Johnny Nash would say, we all need a little sunshine, so y'all live life sunny side up.
It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day.
Welcome to Kyla's Corner. I'm Kyla Carter, and I hope to inspire you to spread positivity, happiness, and kindness through these segments. I live my life sunny side up, and I hope you can too. Have you ever felt like the walls are closing in on you? Do your palms begin to sweat, and a feeling of fear, worry, and uneasiness suddenly starts to come over your whole being? Do you ever find yourself worrying about your job, school, tests, a relationship, or money? There are so many people I know living with these feelings of stress and anxiety every day. One friend can't sleep because he cannot afford a computer for college. Another is always worrying about losing one person he loves the most in his life, and others are worried about how they can afford to eat daily or pay to send their children off to college. These feelings of fear can be crippling. I often feel these feelings when it comes to school. I worry and obsess about doing well, getting a good grade on a test, and impressing my teachers. When the stress starts to build up, sometimes I find it difficult to control, and anxiety sets in. Although my stress may seem insignificant to some, it's real for me, and I have to learn how to deal with these feelings. What I am here to tell you, and myself, is stop worrying so much and do what is doable. Change what you have the power to change. Focus on what you can do. And forget about everything that is out of your control. If you have this mindset, there will be no room for anxiety. Positive thinking will go a long way. If the intrusive thoughts start to creep in, allow them to. Acknowledge them, and then move on. Remember, if you magnify negative thoughts, you will filter out the positive ones. It is also important to not fear the negative thoughts, but in fact try to change them into something positive. Only you have the power to choose your thoughts. You can control how you think about things and what you do. You can't control how other people act or feel. So, I will say it again. Do what is doable. Break down your fears. Understand why you are having them. Understand the odds of it happening, and make a plan of how you will handle it if it does happen. When things do not go well, think of it as a setback, and get ready for the comeback. My advice to you is to live with a purpose, and do not let the days pass you by worrying. Have goals that you are passionate about, and do what you can to control and meet those goals. Do not dwell on the things you can't control. The way I see it, you have to accept the rain to see the rainbow. Think positively, be happy, and do what I try to do every day. Live your life sunny side up. Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey everyone! I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation could help save 4 COVID patients. So if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute replay, where we play Make a Difference Minutes from the past week.
Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Right now, I have on the line with me Mr. Jack Spade. He is in the middle of a fundraiser for a mutual friend of ours, Jeremy Rose.
Hey, Mark, thanks for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Very glad to have you. Of course, the Rose family has now had a house fire. Fortunately, they were able to get out of the house without injuries, Gail and Noah. You can share the story with listeners just so they kind of have a background of what we're trying to do here.
Yeah, like you said, the Rose family unfortunately suffered the loss of their house. Thankfully, at the end of the day, the house, everything in it, it's stuff. You know, there might be some sentimental attachment attached to it, but, at the end of the day, the family is safe. They are unscathed, not a scratch on anyone. Basically, what I'm hoping to do is what a lot of people do in this day and age. Unfortunately, when tragedy strikes, we just have to go to GoFundMe, try to raise some funds for the family, try to help them out with the day-to-day until they can kind of get back home again, so to speak. If you search out any Jeremy Rose, myself, Jackson Spade is my Facebook name, you can find me, you can share that link there, you can go directly to GoFundMe. If you just go to GoFundMe.com and type out, help the Rose family rebuild, or just Jeremy Rose, you'll be able to find that link there as well. But I think at this point, if you get 3 friends to share it and they get 3 friends to share it, it'll be all over Facebook here before too long.
I do want you again to go check out the GoFundMe. You can go to GoFundMe, help the Rose family rebuild. GoFundMe, help the Rose family rebuild and support this effort. At the very least, share this fundraiser. Let people know about it.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on the Mark White Show.
With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192 and give telemedicine a try today. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, we have 2019-2020 Alabama Teacher of the Year, Miss Carol Beal.
Thank you for having me. I was actually born in Guatemala. I've been an educator for about 25 years. That's all I ever have known, and education is a big part of my life. I have so much to be grateful for. First of all, moving into this country, all the opportunities that I've had, pursuing my dreams and my goals, working for great school districts like Warren City Schools. They are so supportive of their teachers and try to make sure that the teachers are equipped and have the resources to do their jobs well. And we have high expectations of all our students and try to help them get there. So I'm just blessed. There's nothing greater than getting the satisfaction to see that you planted a little seed in a little child's life, and then they get to become whatever they think they want to do when they grow up. And I love to go to their graduations and see them be successful. And I know that I had a little part in that. For our students, I would just like to say that we really understand how tough this has been on you. You've missed your friends. If you're on a virtual capacity, some of you don't get to sit with your friends at lunch anymore, or you don't get to change classes. So we know it's been tough, but we just love you, and we just want you to keep learning. Just don't give up, and let's all pray that this will blow over soon and that we will be able to resume teaching the way it used to be when it was just a lot more fun and interactive.
Think about where you are in this life right now. Think about the opportunities and the doors that can open for you if you just don't give up. Be a person who continues to move forward and stay positive, and we appreciate that special message from Miss Beal today here on The Mark White Show. If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
I have a very special guest on the line. Her name is Marcella Marion. She is with us right now, a journey of a brave woman. Welcome to the show, Marcella.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for having me on your show. In my case, I wasn't born with a disability. I was involved in a car accident when I was 20 years old that left me paralyzed from the waist down. I sustained a spinal cord injury, and also I lost my left leg. I had an amputation, and my boyfriend passed away. I grew up my whole life being an athletic child, doing, you know, having no problems going, you know, up and down the stairs. And then all of a sudden, you know, after 20 years of my life becoming disabled and needing ramps to go up and down, needing a special medical equipment to do life or to be independent. So I didn't know about disability neither when I was 20 years old. I didn't know what it was like being disabled. I had to live my own journey. I had to live, you know, this to know what really is disability. And my family didn't know about disability neither. My friends didn't know about disability. They have never had friends in a wheelchair. They have never done things with someone in a wheelchair. So many people don't know what is really disability. This is so important for me to spread the message that we still have a way of life. You can follow me in Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. as Marcela Marañón, at the Journey of a Brave Woman.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Today on the show, I have Angela Pendleton. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Angela.
I just realized today that we are at the 2-month mark. Jacob was diagnosed with embryonal rhabdomyosarcoma. It was very unexpected. He got the ultrasound and we saw it right away. He has a tumor in his bladder and his prostate. The next morning, he had a cystoscopy, where they go in and take a look and take a tissue sample, and we knew that next morning the diagnosis. So it all came very quickly, and in these type of situations, in this type of cancer, that's very important because it is quick growing. Now we're in treatment, weekly chemotherapy sessions at both Nationwide Children's and Cabell Huntington Children's Hospital. It's easy to, you know, say, oh, well, that's probably just this, or make up reasons in our heads. That just happened because of this. When something doesn't feel right, make sure that you follow up with it. Because in this case, this is such a risky cancer, and we could not have gotten to a team any quicker. We had an ultrasound. We immediately went to the hospital, and the next morning had a diagnosis, and within a few days we were able to start treatment, and that could make the difference, and especially with this type of cancer.
Let me get the address and I'll do a card drive for Jacob as well.
It is P.O. Box 814 Daniels, Daniels, West Virginia 25832.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
I have with me Dr. Cher Roush, who's with Limestone County Superintendent of Schools, along with my friend Todd Tomerlin. And Stacy Givens was with us. She was showing a sensory room here at the school, which is for children who have sensory issues, and also have Ricky Wise, assistant principal at East Limestone Middle School.
Even as adults, as we come into the room, it's very comforting. The lighting helps, the colors help. And then, of course, they have all type of devices in the room to help students just calm down and relax a little bit when they may be upset about something and they need to get back into the classroom. You know, our goal, of course, is to provide the best education we possibly can, and to have this room like this, and to have a community group like Makeaway Foundation that's willing to come into our schools and provide this space. It just says a lot about our community, our caring community that really puts our kids first, and we can't say enough about that.
At East Limestone High School, we have an autism unit here. In that unit, along with when a child has autism, one of the things that they struggle with a lot of times are sensory issues. You know, they become overstimulated. They need additional time to complete tasks. There are times when we have to try to work with them to replace certain behaviors. And not only our children with autism, but also our children that have social, emotional disabilities. Our sensory room is benefiting them as well. Our teachers love it because what takes place in here leads to a more productive academic environment when they return to the classroom.
It's going to help many kids, typical special needs. It's going to help the teachers, administrators across the board. So,
Todd Tomerlin, he's on the board of directors, Makeaway Foundation. If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. I'd like to thank all my guests for joining me here on the Mark White Show today. Thank you to Miss Tara Talmadge for sharing about the Falcon Feeder, as well as Garth Garris about the Zach Green Memorial Scholarship, and Marsha Hazelwood sharing about her mother, Miss Margaret Head. I'd also like to thank Kyla Carter for another episode of Kyla's Corner. You can follow Kyla Carter at Kyla D. Carter on Facebook and Instagram. You can also follow the podcast, Kyla's Corner Podcast, at Kyla's Corner Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. I appreciate each and every one of you for listening to The Mark White Show today. I encourage you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and MeWe now. You can subscribe to The Mark White Show via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. If you have a suggestion for The Mark White Show, you can email me at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. And before we go, I need to announce the winner of the trip to Pensacola, Florida from Muscle Shoals out of Northwest Regional Airport through Boutique Air. And the winner is Sarah Pack. Congratulations, Sarah. I hope that you and Luke enjoy your trip from Muscle Shoals to Pensacola, Florida. And thank you to Boutique Air for offering up the trip. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Well, let's all do something good today.